Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Is that lovely Michael Jackson track that I always love. Welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am your host, Nick Humphries, and this is MikeSpirit.fm. So it's obviously Tuesday evening, and you're listening into me, my voice, at 9. Well, it's actually 9:04 here in the UK. So let me give you those all important numbers. If you don't know them already, for you to phone into the show a little bit later on, okay? It's, the first one is 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4671. If you want to phone outside of the US, it's 001. And then obviously it goes for 760-283-4611. Obviously you can also phone into the show via Skype, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Please find me also on Facebook. You could tell him. It's one of those days. I'm absolutely knackered. I'll be honest. I am absolutely knackered. I'm telling you that now. Okay, and you can hear it in my voice. I'm actually really tired. But I'll tell you why in a little while. Okay. So obviously you can catch me at www.nick-humphreys.com, and also Facebook at International Medium Nick Humphreys. And now you can get me on Twitter, which is Nick A, as in Alpha, Humphreys. Humphreys is spelled H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S. Find me on Twitter, because I tweet every day now. I tweet every day. No, it doesn't sound right. Every day I Twitter. Yeah, that's better. So so it could be one of those shows. Obviously, we've got music and so on to play tonight. But I need to tell you what I'm actually doing. What have I been up to? What is going on? Well, today I've been in the studio. I can't tell you why, but it's kind of exciting stuff. But I've been into like a recording studio today to record a few things. It was a bit of an eye-opener, because everything's changed since I was last in a recording studio. Because when I was last in a recording studio, it was all reel-to-reel and lots of buttons and dials, and now it's all computerized, so it was quite fascinating. And it actually made me realize that what I was going in there to do needed to be changed somewhat. So not that what I was doing was old-fashioned or anything like that, it was just I had to think of a new concept of doing it. So it wasn't a wasted trip into the studio. It was a absolutely positive trip. And the guy there, the chief engineer there, was fantastic, very helpful. And I've got to go back in a couple of weeks, because obviously I'm going to Norway. And this week I've got a psychic rendezvous, which I'll tell you about in a second. So I'm going back in there in a couple of weeks' time to lay down a few more things. And hopefully I should be able to tell you in 2 weeks' time what it's about. So this weekend is pretty busy this weekend, because we, and I say we, myself and my good wife, Helen, are going up to Stoke-on-Trent. And if you don't know why, okay, it's because we've got the psychic rendezvous. Now, psychic rendezvous, if you remember, me and Mike went on and on about the psychic rendezvous that we went to in Coventry. Well, this is the second one. Fantastic 3 days. We say 3 days, it's actually two and a bit. It starts this Friday. Okay, it starts at 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And it's basically like a psychic fair. So you'll have stalls, we'll have Humphrey's Holistic stall there. Helen will have Humphrey's Holistic Therapies there as well, so she'll be doing therapies like Reiki, reflexology, Indian head, face massages, foot readings, and EFT, and so on. I'll be there doing readings. Then on a Saturday, obviously the stalls will be open, and hang on, what's this? Hi, thanks. Gosh, BT, I'll keep my audio. Oh, never mind. Hi, Rihanna. So you'll have stalls, you'll have therapies, like, as I said, Humphrey's Holistic, me doing readings, and then you've got you've got the likes of Ralph Keaton in the afternoon. Actually, if you give me a couple of seconds, I shall get the proper information up so you can have a look. So it's over 3 days. Fantastic time, fantastic energy, and one worth going to. It's actually being held at the Moat House Hotel in Stoke-on-Trent, and it's going to be great. And it's not like Ralph Keaton. you know, he'll be walking around. You know, you'll be able to stop him and have a bit of a chat. He's a really nice guy. Derek will be there as well, but he'll be there on the 9th, okay? So basically what's going to happen is it's 8th, 9th, 10th of March, okay? Obviously this weekend. It's free to get in, but you have to buy the tickets to go and see the shows. So if you want to go and see, like, Steve Holbrook on the 8th, you need to pay, obviously, to have a ticket. Derek Corr is on the 9th in the evening. Ralph Keaton is on the 9th in the afternoon. But there are also workshops. And I'm kind of holding one of these workshops. It's kind of scary. So it's going to be a good weekend. Really is going to be a good weekend. So then I don't get back home until Tuesday because we're spending a bit of time with family. And then on Thursday, I actually fly out to Norway. So it's pretty mad, really. I fly out to obviously to see the lovely Bertha, who obviously you all know, you all listen to. Going back to the centre in Knarvik to do some healing and hold some trance workshops and so on. So if you are in Norway and you are listening, please come and say hello, come and see me. I'm friendly enough chap. You know, I'm quite, I was going to say easy accessible, but it's not the right words. So there you go. And then on April 6th, which is a Saturday, I'm actually in Runcorn, okay, which is just above Liverpool. Runcorn in the Brindley Centre, okay, or the Brindley Theatre. I'm doing a one-off show there. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a fantastic show. Tickets are £10 and they're £9 per session. There are a few seats left. It's worth going onto their website, www.thebrindleytheatre.co.uk. So, I keep getting these little messages. So, it's worth doing. Hi, Sienna, how are you? Or Sana, should I say. How silly me. Oh, and Angela Howe in the chat room as well. Well, there, blow me. There you go. Angela Howe. Angela Howe, by the way, runs and organises and owns AH Events Planners, and she does a lot of the gigs that I do. She plans them, so if it all goes wrong, that's the lady to moan at. I'm joking, it's me. So why am I so tired? Well, this story is going to be a bit of a that's awful sort of scenario, okay? Busy boy, darling. I am a busy boy. Right. Well, if you don't know already, we own horses. Okay. I have to tell this story. Okay. People go, why did you tell that story on the radio? Well, I have to because it's all about learning. You know, everything we do in life is about learning, accepting our follies and, you know, the stuff that we do and then moving on from that and becoming a better person. You're welcome, sweetie. So it was, when was it? It was last week, Friday, I think it was, or even Saturday. It was dark, very dark. One of those, you know, when nights are like particularly dark, it was one of those particularly really dark nights. And I was driving up to the yard. I drove up to the yard gate and Helen jumped out of the Jeep because we've got a 4x4 pickup. And she opened the gate to the yard. Now, I have to build a picture here, okay? The yard is gravel, okay? It's a bit bumpy. And then on your right, that's where we park. So we go and park on our right. And dead ahead of you is the school, which is where we train the horses. To the right is the owner's house, which is set back. And also then a bit further on, there is one stable block, okay? And then round the corner, there is our stable block. So what we normally do is we drive in, we turn right, and then we park, okay? Or we reverse, and so reverse parking. But this was a particularly dark night, and I sort of saw Helen open the gates and stood there at the gate. And I, obviously, you know, you can't bomb through these gates. You can't drive fast through these gates. So I sort of just trickled through, probably about 5 mile an hour. had Isabella in the back, and I went over a bump. Okay, and then I went over a bump, and then I heard this terrifying, excruciating scream from Helen, and I was like, "Oh my God, what have I done? What's going on? What's she screaming at?" You know, so I put the Jeep in neutral, put the handbrake on, opened the door, ran out, and there's this poor little dog squealing in pain because the stone that I went over first off wasn't the stone, it was the dog. And then the second bump was me going over the poor dog again. But Helen didn't see that the dog ran out of the darkness straight in front of the pickup. And, you know, obviously I went over it, and it's only a chihuahua. So it's a tiny little thing, so I would never have seen it. I had my hands over my head going, "I can't believe I've just done this." And Helen was trying to pick the dog up. The dog was biting out at us both. She managed to put a jacket around this dog. It was awful. It was squealing, and I was like, and then anger set in. Okay, anger really set in. I was like, how stupid, not of me, but how stupid of the owners for having this little dog out in the pitch black, roaming free, and they know it runs at the cars. They know it does, okay? But I have now got that on my conscience. I've run this poor little thing over. So I said, right, I've got to go and park the car, or the Jeep up, and make sure Isabella's right, and then I'll be over. So I quickly done that and ran back over to the owner's house, where I was dreading the reaction from the owner. And the owner's wife, whose dog it is, was out, which was kind of a bit of a blessing, really. And so I walked in, and the owner's desperately trying to get in contact with his vet. Helen's trying to calm this poor yapping dog down. And I'm standing there with my hands on my head going, "I just don't believe this. I just don't believe this." And it was only the other day I was saying to Helen, my worst nightmare ever would be to hit a kid. If I ever knocked down a kid, I just don't know what I would do. Or an animal, you know? So, and then obviously we were talking about it. It wasn't, we were bringing it on to me, so don't go there, right? It was just conversation. We was actually watching one of these cop programs and somebody hit a kid. And I was like, God, that's just, everybody's got to be everybody's worst nightmare, you know? But the look in this dog's eyes, it sort of like looked at me, and I looked at it, and I just thought, oh God, death is just around the corner for this dog. So I said, look, I've got to go. And I went off and I started doing the horses. You know, I was mucking them out, I was feeding them, I was watering them, because they were still out in the field. I went and done the hay nets, hung the hay nets up, went and got the horses in. And then Helen came up to me and said, you know, you're okay. I said, yeah, you know, I'm fine. I got angry. I got emotional because obviously, you know, I work for the RSPCA, which is an animal rescue over here. And I also work for the Battersea Dogs Home, where we helped injured and abused animals and strays and so on. So to hit an animal is just not in me at all. Just not one of those things. So the next day, Helen said, "Oh, you're going to come to the yard then and help me muck out." I said, "No, just I can't face anybody at the moment. You have to leave me to it." So, but she came back with actually some very good news. The dog survived the night at the vet's, although it was sedated, and but they were waiting to X-ray it, and the X-ray came back that it had broken its pelvis in two places. And then yesterday I went to see the dog and the owners. And I have to say, the owners, all credit to the owners, they're like, look, Nick, you know, accidents happen. A couple of years ago, I ran over Rory with a trailer, you know, on the back of a tractor. And I broke its pelvis in one place. So we know these things happen. It's just one of those things. Just move on from it now, you know. So bless their heart. They're really, really good. And the dog is actually doing very, very well. It's trying to walk, which is a good sign. It's on antibiotics. It's also on, other medication as well. But it's one of those things. It's just like, why me? Why did you run out at me? And you do. You go through that stupid little dog. All these. And anger as well. It's like, really, I wanted to rip someone's head off because they've put this thing on you now. I've now got this emotion and this memory, really more the memory of it, of knowing that I've run over a dog. But you have to, and this is what I always teach everybody. I teach all my students and everybody that comes to a reading, we talk about letting go. You have to let go of that emotion. And that's really where everybody sort of either falls or triumphs, because you've got to go, okay, I accept that now, and I know that it's one of those things. It is one of those things. But bless his heart, it's there. And then this is the real reason why I retired. Okay, we came back from the horses yesterday after me spending some time with the owners and the dog to a phone call from a rather erratic, very emotional friend of ours, very, very close and dear friend of ours. Is Helen there? Yes, she's driving. So we pulled over and she said, okay, don't worry, I'll be there now. Helen said, I've got to go and see our friend. I said, not a problem, you go and do what you need to do. I then got a text an hour later saying we're in A&E in the hospital. So this is 9 o'clock at night. I was like, okay, great. Because we hadn't eaten. I'd cooked dinner, but we hadn't eaten. So I just turned the stove off, sat down with my laptop, done a bit of work. And Isabella was in bed. And it got to about 12 o'clock. Still, I had the odd text, but still nothing concrete. I'm not coming home yet, or, still no test, blah, blah, blah. And I said, right, okay, it's 12 o'clock. I need to go to sleep, but I need to relax first. I shut my laptop, I sat on the sofa, and then I think I stirred at about 2 o'clock in the morning on the sofa, although I think it was like a very light sleep. So I sort of went upstairs, crept upstairs, did all the things that I normally do before I go to bed, and then I heard a wah from Isabella. So I had to make sure that she was okay, and then it was probably about 2:30, about 2:30, I would say, that I finally got into bed, and then I merrily got woken up at 4 o'clock, and she wouldn't go back down. So really I had about 2-3 hours sleep. Helen hadn't slept and hasn't slept until this very moment. She's in bed now, she's gone to bed, because she spent all day at the hospital with her friend. I took Isabella to nursery, came back, took Isabella to nursery, and then I had to go to the studio, and you should have seen me in the studio. The guy was like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, just a tad tired. So it's just been one of those weeks. And then we've got to drive up to Stoke on Thursday. Well, actually we're driving up to Chester on Thursday. We're going to spend the night there, and then we're going to drive to Chester on Friday. Stoke on Friday for the Psychic Rendezvous. So please come and see a very sleepy, very tired Nick Humphreys at Psychic Rendezvous. I'll still give you the 100% of a reading, because that's what I do. So there you go. That's my story. It's, yes, I am okay. I think after the initial shock of doing what I did, or the accident, you do get on with it, and you just, as you say, it's just one of those things. So, but I think I found it more harder when people were talking to me about it, or I was trying to explain it to people. All I heard was Helen scream after I felt two bumps of the car. All I heard was the scream, and then a tear. I'd start to cry, and I'd have to, So that's pretty much it. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to go to a music track, and then we're going to go to telephone lines. and then obviously a little bit more information about what I'm doing and where you can get me and so on, because obviously I'm going to India as well at some stage. So let's go to some music, and I shall speak to you in a couple of minutes. I'm Nick Humphreys, and I'm your host for the next hour and a half. So the telephone numbers you need are 760-283-4611 or 001-760-283-4611 or Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There you go. But please go and like my page on International Medium, Nick Humphreys, or Twitter me at Nick A. Humphreys. Okay, go on. Let's see if I've got any new tweets now. No, nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I think I'm going to eat some worms. Long ones, short ones, fat ones, skinny ones. Anyway, that's memories from when I was a cub. So actually, do you know what? I've just been sent a really lovely message, and I've got to read this out, okay? Obviously, because it's been inspired by the story that I've just told. So, and it says, God doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, and make you the person you are meant to be. Isn't that great? I love that. I think that's really, really lovely. So, Well, do you know what? I just looked at a sort of message my producer gave me, and I thought it was a continuation of Worms. The song was just, one of those nights. Hang on, I'm just reading something. This is the first, last. No, I can't read it. See, you can tell when I'm tired because I can't read. This doesn't work. It goes against my dyslexia. So it's just been a crazy night. So obviously I'm going to, this weekend, Psychic Rendezvous. Following weekend, I'm going to Norway, which I really can't wait. Okay, and then I come back, and then I've got an event here in Wales. Okay, I say it's an event. It is an event. Okay, it's on the 31st in Candiby. Okay, I could pronounce that better, but I can't. And it's here in Wales, and it's a market hall. So there'd be lots of stalls. There'd be therapies there, beauticians, me doing readings, and if you ask me really nicely, I give out free hugs as well. So, but obviously 6th of April, I'm in the Runcorn Theatre, the Brindley Theatre, and it's going to be a really great night. I'm really looking forward to that. And it's www.thebrindley.com. Okay, right, hang on a second. I've just been. Right, hang on, where are we? So I've got a friend in India that's trying to get on. Hi Pam, how are you? So welcome to the show. How far back am I going on this thing? I always want to help people if you're having trouble getting on. I've got a friend in you who could use your help, Nick. Okay, so now explain more. Explain more. If you can explain a bit more, Sana, is it like she's trying to get onto the show, or is it she needs a reading, or what? If you could type that into Skype or in Facebook, because I know we're friends on Facebook as well. Okay, well, there you go. Thank you very much. There you go. Not a problem. So, what would that be interesting? What part of India? Because the trip that I'm doing, which I'm trying to organise, obviously Mike's in the plans as well, but it's been really hard to organise. Delhi. Well, I'm actually going to Delhi. In fact, I'm flying into Delhi. I'm going to Delhi this time. Last time I went to Mumbai, Guwahati, Delhi, home. This time I'm going to Delhi, Bangalore, Mumbai, Calcutta, Guwahati, Delhi, home. So it's going to be a bit of a trip, which is mad and very expensive. So, but it's going to be great. So there you go. So let's do what I know what people want me to do is to open up telephone lines. But please be aware, okay, that I'm just feeling very gentle at the moment. Okay. Okay, I've read that one. Right. So it's a free fall tonight. It is an absolute free fall. I gave him a card ring. Okay. But I can no way match and help him enough. So I recommended Nick. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. That's so kind of you. Thank you. You was the only person on Mike's show on Sunday. Yeah, but Mike has been ill, bless his heart, okay? We can all send out healing to my friend and also to Mike because he's been feeling really rough. I spoke to him yesterday. He still sounds like a Dalek and not very well. And he told me, I hope you don't mind me saying this, right? He told me a really funny story, right? He went to the doctors and he had a lot of pain in his belly and down the right hand side, okay, and apparently the doctor was pressing around saying, does this hurt? He's saying, yes, this hurts. And she said, yep, this is definitely your appendix, and started writing a form out for him to go to the hospital to have his appendix out. So Mike turned around and said, oh wow, really? So I didn't realize they can grow back. So she put her pen down, looked at him and went, oh, you've had yours taken out? He went, yeah, I've had mine taken out several years ago. So, what amazing story. Only it can only happen to Mike, bless him. when he told me last night, I think he told me about 11:30 last night, and I was rolling around. It was just so funny. Can't believe him. So it's just mad. So right, it's okay. And Sunday the call was awful. His wife took a call, and apparently it seemed to put it on speaker. I didn't hear my mum hardly. And okay, I don't understand that. Oh, bless. So anyway, so 760. No, it's not. Yeah, it's 760-283-4611. Okay, that's the number you need to phone if you're in the States, and just add 001 at the beginning if you want to call into the show. Okay. So let's go to our first caller, and I think it's Dee Dee. Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dee Dee. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, sounds like you've had a rough few days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry for the dog story. It made me so sad to hear that. I'm an animal lover, too, so I can relate.
It's not a nice thing to happen. It really
no.
isn't.
I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful.
I ran a squirrel over. It was awful. I felt guilty.
Well,
anyway.
Yep. Go on. How can we help you? And where are you calling from? I'm sure.
I'm calling from South Orange County, California.
Okay. And I've spoken to you before, haven't I?
Oh, God. It's probably been about a year now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Anyway, I just had a question. I was wondering if perhaps you could somehow get a hold of my mother.
It's only more because I've got your mum here. Okay, right.
Okay.
Well, right. Okay. Because the first thing she just said, I'm your mum. I'm Dee Dee's mum. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Very gentle. I have to say that when I talk to her, she's very gentle, but she's very pretty as well. Do you understand that? She's very pretty.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's your mum. You know she would be very pretty. Okay. Right. Sweetheart, I don't know if it's a question you've got, okay, but she's telling me to tell you not to change your mind. Why is she telling... Do you understand why she's telling me this?
Yeah.
She says, don't change your mind and keep going. Because, right, thank you. She just said, you're almost like you are... diverting from what you want to do. I don't know what it is, but that's what she's saying. That's all she's saying to me at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But also she's telling me that you've needed to pluck up the courage to do this as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But she's just also said, bless her heart, okay, she's also just said that you will be better off if you just go ahead with it. She's not giving me any indication as to what part of or what side of your life she's talking about, okay? So it could be work, it could be relationship, but all she's saying is, I've got to tell you this, and that's why she's saying, give me that information. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. Would you understand also, she's just saying to me about her leg. She says, Nick, I hurt my leg. I've hurt my leg. Would you understand why she would have said that?
Well, she did have leg issues, a hip problem that stemmed from a birth, you know, so she always had problems with her leg.
Okay, thank you. All right, give me a bit more. Okay. Right, okay, sweetheart, she's also given me an impression here, okay, that you feel like everything is black around you. Would you understand this? Like everything
yes.
is... Okay. Right, okay. But it's not, she's saying, it's not. That's only your perception of it or perspective of it. Okay, do you understand?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And she just said, the grass is... What's to say? You always think the grass is greener on the other side and it actually isn't. Does that make sense?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you. But she's also talking to me about rushing. Rushing, as in, like, moving forward very quickly. Like, you're Right, you want to move very, very quick with something. Do you understand this?
Not really. No, no.
Okay, let me ask her what she means then. Give me a bit more, sweetheart. What do you mean by the rushing? Right. Oh, okay, right, sorry. My apologies. Okay, sometimes we do get it wrong, okay? She's talking about that they want you to rush, okay, to get on with it. Because you're dragging your heels, she just said. You understand?
I just don't even know where to begin.
But do you understand what she means?
I have an inclination as to what she might mean, but I'm not sure that that's what she really means.
Okay. Right, so you don't actually understand that information?
I don't. I'm not sure I'm hearing it correctly.
Okay, but she's talking about... Right, okay. Right, she's in my mind as well. She's working different ways with me now, okay? Because she's standing in front of me, okay? Beautiful looking lady, I have to say. And very sparkly eyes that she would have had as well. But she's just said... it's all in my mind now. She's almost like I'm being dragged along, and like a kid, I'm dragging my heels. Someone that's stubborn that doesn't want to move forward, but actually does want to move forward, but cutting their own nose off to spite their face, that sort of thing. Do you understand a little bit more now?
Kind of.
Okay, she just said to me, "It's to do with work. It's to do with work." You understand?
To do whose work?
All she said is to do with work.
Oh, to do with work. Okay. Okay.
So you understand?
I do now, yes.
Right, thank you. Right, I don't... Why are you showing me that? Okay, right. I always say, at the beginning or before I even started the readings, I said, please be gentle. But spirit always have different ideas, okay? Sweetheart, would you also understand why she's talking about your appearance and the fact that you don't actually like your appearance? Would you understand?
Yes, I do. I was having a talk with myself this morning.
Right, okay. I don't quite know how to... Okay, she's... are you having difficulty in... difficulty is not the right way, okay? But she's talking about the fact that you don't like a certain part of your body. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Your mum's got actually quite a sense of humour as well. Do you understand that?
Right. Yes.
Would you understand that she keeps talking to me, and quite frankly, she keeps sharing me as well, that your chest area, she's looking at your chest area. Would you understand why?
Yes.
Okay. And she's saying you're not happy with this area. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. As long as you understand, sweetheart, that's great. Okay. Because she's standing here, and I'm not going to tell you what she's doing, but it's quite funny. It's almost like she's juggling, that sort of thing. But it is quite funny. Bless her. She's so sweet. Right. Okay. But she wants you to get past this, okay? She's saying, look, just get her to get past the look. Past the look. It's not the look. It's what's inside, okay? That's what she's saying. Right, thank you. And she said that she told you this even when she was here on the earth plane. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Right. I don't know if it's to do with you or it's to do with somebody else around you, okay? But she's talking about the fact that there's somebody around you that always is it Dee Dee or is it somebody else around her that you keep talking about that? Right. She's talking about you. But she's talking about always looking for something better. Does that make sense?
Better in what way?
Within a person. It could be actually to do with yourself. You're always trying to look better or with it for yourself. Does that make sense? It's
yes, I do. I try to take care of myself, and I always strive to look better.
Yet you don't like yourself, you say. Do you understand that? It's like
yes.
You're not happy with yourself, okay? Right, and she just said, and when's she going to learn? Okay, when is she going to learn? That's what she just said there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, I was going to say, learn to, or just trust that actually you are the person that you are now and meant to be. You know, and I'm not going to say live with it, but be comfortable with it and accept it, you know, and start to love yourself for it as well. Right, thank you. And she's just said as well that you've actually taken some really big strides, she says, to actually get to where you are today. But you don't give yourself enough credit for that. Okay? That's what she just said.
Okay.
So you understand that. Hello?
Yes, yes.
You understand that?
Yes, I do. I just started again this week, so.
Okay. Right, thank you. And she just said as well that every cloud has a silver lining, okay? Right, thank you. So just very quickly, before I come to the end of this reading, okay, because I need to move on to the next one. She's just saying about an uncle in spirit, that she's met up with an uncle in spirit. Thank you. He would have passed very quickly to spirit as well. And she just said it was his heart that would have taken
mm-hmm.
to spirit. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. But she just said it's been some time. It's been some time. So it's passing some time ago. You understand this?
Oh, yes, when I was a child.
But she's met up with him. Thank you. And she just said brother. So this would have been her brother. You understand?
She didn't have any brothers.
Right. But she just said brother. So
it's probably my dad's brother.
Right, okay. I can't make things fit, okay? But she just, as I said, she just said brother. But sweetheart, I'm going to have to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Nick.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay,
if you want to listen to the reading again, please, as you know, you can go back to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and download the show once the show is finished, okay?
Okay.
Because of lots of information that it probably, you know, might not make sense and you want clarity. So go back and listen to that.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Do one more reading, and then we're going to go to the track once we finish this reading, okay? And I just want to check something before we go to this reading. Oh, yes. Very interesting. Right, let's go to Tammy next. Tammy, you there?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm knackered, but I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing not good, but I'm very well, thank you. I just had a question, and then hoping to get some guidance on it, but in regards to this man that continues to come back in my life, his name is Murray.
Murray.
Okay. How do we heal our relationship, or should we just part ways and go our separate ways? Because I don't understand why he keeps coming back.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, I've got a gentleman that comes forward here for you, okay? Obviously, this is how I work. I link to spirit and they give me the evidence and the answers that you require, okay? This man is actually quite tall and I would say of average build as well, but he gives me dad here. So he talks about dad's side of the family. So is it your dad in spirit?
No, almost.
Okay, so this would be grandfather then on dad's side of the spirit, okay? Would you understand
okay.
that? Right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Right, sweetheart, he's talking to me as if, all he keeps saying to me is like, you're being used, you're being used, you're being used, okay?
Okay.
So would you understand why he's saying that? He is actually talking about this particular person. So, right, thank you. He just said, yeah, Nick, you know, he comes in, and it could be like, he could go away for 6 months and come back in, and you know, it carries on where it left off, and then it just goes again. So you understand that?
Yes, I do. I think that's the reason why I don't want him to come back into my life. So I don't understand. I've told him 100 times, you know, stop. And
okay.
I didn't know if I need to heal something, talk about something, or just keep taking him to the curb, you know?
Okay, thank you. Just hang on 1 second. I need to ask him that as well. Okay, give me a bit more. Give me a bit more. Right. Okay. I feel this is something that would be that would need to be dealt with outside of a reading. So, like, I'm talking about like past life regression, where we can go back and we can learn about that person in a past life, because I believe that people always come into our lives today that were played part in a past life. Okay.
Right,
thank you. Right. I'm being told here, and there's no way that you're going to be able to find this out unless you have a past life regression, okay? But I'm being told here that that this person is either a brother or would have been a brother in a past life to you, okay? Right, thank you. Right, but aside from that, it's not important to your reading at the moment, okay? What's important is what he's just told me as well, okay?
Okay.
Right. Actually, we need to look at this in another way, okay? Yes, he keeps coming back into your life, but the lesson isn't particularly for you, it's for him, okay?
Okay.
Because you're the one that's saying, no, I don't want this, but actually he keeps coming back, so he's going to have to be the one to learn the lesson that of no means no, that sort of thing, okay? He's actually quite a strong character as well. Okay, and he's quite manipulating. Do you understand that?
Can you say that again? It was a bit garbled.
This gentleman in question, that's quite strong, a manipulative person. Do you understand?
What was the last two words?
He's strong. The guy is a strong guy, mentally, okay? And he's very in his ways. He's very clever, manipulative in his ways. Do you understand that?
Yes, most definitely.
Right, thank you. Why is this grandfather keeps talking to me about money exchange? Do you keep giving him money? Because he keeps telling me about almost like you have to pay him off for him to leave, or he takes money from you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. He's cost me a lot of money.
Right. Sweetheart, I feel that you're going to have to go to either the legal system to get an injunction on this person to stop him from coming, okay? And that's going to be, it's his lesson, it's not yours, okay? I don't feel that you're doing anything wrong here. It's just that he needs to actually learn that he cannot be like this. Thank you. And your grandfather's saying, this is criminal. This is criminal. So, right, thank you. Yeah, okay. And he's just saying, actually, he wouldn't be surprised if it's not just you he does this too, okay?
I know it's not. I know I'm not the only one.
Okay, well, there you go. You confirmed what your grandfather's saying here, okay? So you need to get either an injunction out on him or something done about this, okay? Because he's necessary to know that no means no, but he's not necessarily going to learn that lesson until something drastic happens. Okay. I don't think this person's a horrible man by any means. It's just that he needs to be taught a lesson, you know, that you don't want him in your life. Okay.
I mean, what can I do? I mean, am I the teacher of that lesson, or do I just keep shielding myself?
I would say you probably go to when he comes again, or okay, he's just been to you recently as well, hasn't he? Is that right?
Right.
I've been told that he's been back recently.
Yes, a couple of days we've been talking to stop this whole subject.
Okay, you need to go to the police or something. If you are telling this man to leave you alone, okay, then you need to get an authoritative person to tell him to leave you alone, that it's not what you want. But it's also that the fact that you keep letting him back in, it's... Right, thank you. You're not... Right, thank you. And he's just pointing to my throat. You're not being vocal enough with this. You're not saying to this person or expressing yourself correctly. Does that make sense?
It does, but if all I do is tell him, you know, all I do is talk. It's just that he doesn't get it. He doesn't listen.
Okay. So, yes, aside from the reading, I would suggest if he phones, delete his number, okay? I would not answer his calls. Don't answer his emails, you know. And if he does continue, send him a text and say, if you continue this, I will go to the authorities. That's what I would do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
You take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So, we're going to go to another track. There's a lady that is going to be on next that I can't wait to get to because the name's great. So we're going to go to another track. I'm going to have a sip of water and I shall be back with you shortly to do more readings for you, okay, and have a bit of a chat about stuff or answer questions that are going on in the chat room. So I shall speak to you in a second or two.
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake, I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone up so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead. Tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops. Write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy. And my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible. Betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know when thinking all you need is there. Building faith on nothing worse. Empty promises will wear. I know it now. When all is done, there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own you can go ahead.
Anyway, one of the best winners of the X Factor over here in the UK. in my opinion, it just got such a great talent. I'm so jealous. I forgot to tell you, okay, before I go back to the readings, I forgot to tell you. Oh dear, right, okay, never mind. I just want to say thank you very much to Pam Rogers also for liking a lot of my photos on the International Medium Nick Humphreys page. Thank you, Pam. You're liking all the pictures of me in India, so which is great. And if you aren't a friend of me on Facebook, why aren't you? Please go over there and have a look, International Medium Nick Humphreys, and like my page. You know, I'm updating every day. Yeah, I have started a new group. And if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you know what group I'm talking about. Okay? It's a non-activist group. It's non-political at the moment. And the group is called PGPU, People for Global Peace and Unity. It's an absolutely vital and important page. And the idea is that, and as you go on there, you'll see in the community, it's PGPU, bringing the world communities closer together through love and compassion for one common purpose. And that common purpose is obviously peace throughout the world. You know, no more wars, no more, you know, well, no more deaths, famines, no more race wars, anything like this. It's the world today has just got absolutely ridiculous. You know, we are killing off the wildlife, we're destroying the rainforest, which is making the weather the way it is today, and we're so blind to it. You know, and it's just so ridiculous. You know, we've got people killing each other because of the colour of their skin, or because they think their god is better than the other god. And we just want to stand up and say enough is enough. You know, we want to, over here, I'll be honest, okay, our government over here is not the greatest, okay? And everybody is moaning about this new bedroom tax, believe it or not, okay? It's like going back into Victorian time or Edwardian time when they had the light tax, so people bricked up their windows so they didn't have to pay so much tax, okay? So it's things like that we'll be hopefully be battling against. The NHS, National Health Service, is over here at the moment is absolutely ridiculous. It seems to be that when the NHS started, the technology wasn't there, but the service and the quality of treatment was far greater. But now we've got the technology, the service and the treatment you get is absolutely appalling. And that's been actually evident over the last few days. So we try, as a group, okay, we want to basically have a community of people that will be the leaders of this group. So it's me, obviously, because I started the group myself. So I will be the spiritual aspect. But then I want somebody from like the Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Islamic, and so on to be a part of it. So we can go to each nation, if possible, if necessary, and say, do you know what, it doesn't, just put down your weapon, okay, and talk to us, you know, that sort of thing. We don't need to have violence. You know, there's enough going on in the world, and we can sort this out. You know, it's a scary place at the moment. It takes one person to make a difference, and it's you. Oh, thank you. But this is a serious thing. It's not just a page to put on. You know, I've emailed Barack Obama personally because I think he's a great adversary, a great person, and a very spiritual one. If only he was brave enough to stand up and say enough is enough. And I believe he is that person that will do it. So that's the reason why I've contacted him. I've yet to have a response. So I will continue to email him. You know, and I will email, you know, the French president. I'll email our if you want to call him, Prime Minister, that person that's completely cocking up the United Kingdom at the moment. But it's also about immigration. You know, yes, immigration is a problem over here, but there is a way to sustain it, you know, and also, so it's not just for the health reasons, it's for helping the OAPs, the street kids, the poor, you know, the needy, just sort of basically for the world to stand together and go, we are all one and we're here together, okay? And if we don't all stand together and continue to bicker and fight the way we do and destroy land, you know, the craziest thing I heard the other day is that the councils are now going to overrule and take over farmland to build houses on. So we're losing our countryside, you know, and this is not just in the UK, it's everywhere. You know, it's crazy. And the silly thing over here in the UK, and I talk about the UK a lot because obviously this is where it's going to start, and India as well, it would be starting from, is that they're spending more and more money of our taxes on housing when there are thousands of houses that are empty. So it just doesn't make sense. So anyway, that's what it's all about. Okay, I'll do that now for you. So I'm just getting a link. So please, I'd like you to go and visit this page, okay, and click the like button. It's just showing the support and you understand the concept. Listen, read the information that I've put on there. It does explain it. Yes, it can be a bit about religion, but it's about everything. We're not just going to be standing up about, you know, the price of baked beans. We're going to be standing up about the whole thing, okay? That's what we are doing. And that's what People for Global Peace and Unity is about. I like that name, PGPU. Remember it, because you're going to hear it a lot, okay? And the other bit of news as well is that I'm staying with Mike Spirit FM because I love Mike Spirit FM. And obviously Mike is a great guy, but I am actually going to be doing another radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. It will be called I'm so tired. Feel Closer to the Spirit. Okay, that's what the radio show will be called. It will be me myself doing readings as I do on here, but I'll have more guests, I think, probably coming on, talking about therapies and stuff like that, and businesses coming on as well. I think one of my first guests will be Angela Howe to explain exactly what she does with AH event planners to come on, because she does a lot of spiritually minded stuff so as well, but without realising it. So that's another radio show that I'll be doing. That will be held on a Thursday evening, probably a bit earlier, probably about 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. But it's a test run at the moment. So, and it'll be starting in a couple of weeks' time because obviously I'm very busy over the next couple of weeks. But you can still continue to hear me here every Tuesday. Thank you, Rihanna, for your lovely like on the Nick Humphries Medium show. But it's Nick Humphries International Medium. That's the other one that you need to look for. So there's lots going on. There is lots going on. I'm still writing my book. So it's pretty major. It's just all over the place. I'm just a very busy person. So let's see what everybody else say in the chat room. What is that? Is one person make a difference? Nick, because you speak the truth, and that's the words we need. We need you. I actually put a post on Facebook about a year ago, and it's a very simple post saying, I feel like I should start up a national spiritual party to go up against the government. And it was a joke. Okay, I put it on there purely as a joke. But the comments and the feedback that I had was like, you've got to do it. I had thousands, you know, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Okay, so it was kind of interesting. Okay, that's an interesting question. A spiritual place as India is, why do they still oppress women so much? Well, do you know what? I didn't actually see any of that when I was out there. I didn't see any of that. I think what you need to realise as well, actually, in India, you've got lots of different religions. Okay, you've got the Hindu, you've got the Muslim, you've got the I can't remember all of them, but there's quite a lot of different. You've got Buddhist and stuff like that. So, it's a bit of a mixture, and you can't. And this is what I mean by PGPU. You know, we need to stand back, okay, as a person, okay, and stop actually looking at other people with closed eyes of what they do and why they do it. What we need to do is actually listen to them and understand them. Yes, I am against the oppression of women, and we can make it. We can, and we will make a difference with this. But we do also need to respect what they do or what their religion is, and you know, and stop going, well, you know, your God's not like this, or that God is not like this. But actually, when you look at all of the religions, and believe me, I've looked at this, okay, through the Quran, through the Jewish papers, okay, through the Christianity books, the Bible, obviously, the Catholic Bible, blah, blah, blah. Actually, all the stories are very much the same, okay? And there is one character, okay, that is in all of them, okay? And I'm not talking just Jesus, okay? I'm talking about one person that is in all of them. And it there proves that actually that all the religions are very similar, but we need to appreciate the differences within each other and what we believe in, okay? That person's Noah, okay? You'll find him in every book, okay? So I don't want to turn this show into a biblical show. I never do, okay? But we just need to stand back. And so all it takes is just stand back and say, I respect you. I respect you for who you are. Maybe that, you know, obviously the colour of your skin, the differences, because you know, we're not going to have a world full of positive. We need to have the balance, okay? But we can make a difference. We can actually stand up and say, I don't care where you come from or what you believe in. You're still my brother or you're still my sister, okay? That's what we want to do, okay? And we will make a difference. We will all make a difference. This group is just the starting point. It's going to get big. Oprah, here we come. Yeah, too right. I kind of agree with you there, Angela. So just a comment made about too much drink and me being very tired. So yeah. So anyway, let's go to the telephone lines, okay? It wasn't a rant or anything like that. I just want people to please PGPU. Look it up on Facebook and like the page, okay? The more likes we get, the better, okay? And I really want this to go global. I know I've got lots of people in India actually, once they see this page, in fact, I think a lot of the 24 likes are from Indian people. Let's go to the telephone lines, okay? Because we've got a lovely lady waiting online, okay? If I just said, hit me, baby, one more time. Brittany, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We want to tell the callers here that you're not the one and only Brittany, okay?
No, not Britney Spears, but I am still a very special person.
My dear, absolutely. You know, you don't need the fame and fortune to be the person that you are, okay? So,
exactly.
Welcome to the show. How can we help you? I'll say we because it's myself and Spirit. How can we help you this evening?
Yes, I'm calling because my brother was killed 10 years to the date of this month. And I kind of wanted to know, like, what messages he had for me at this time and maybe, like, something that he wanted to tell me.
Sorry, can you just... say it again because it broke up at my end. So just repeat it for me, please.
Oh, okay. Well, my brother was killed 10 years to the date of this month. And I wanted to know what messages maybe that he had that he wanted to share with me because I feel his energy around me. And I'm thinking that he has maybe something that he'd like to say.
Okay, right. Just bear me a second then when I'll try and link with his energy. Okay. Sweetheart, he's just, if it's, okay, let me give you some evidence of him, okay? So we know we've got him here, okay? He's telling me actually, I know you said he was killed, is that right?
Yeah, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and someone just kind of like killed him.
Okay, don't tell me anymore, okay? Because obviously he's just saying to me, you know, it was very quick, okay? In fact, he didn't know much about it, okay? That's what he just said to me. But he's talking to me. He's actually quite a tall gentleman. Would you understand that? I mean, probably a little bit taller than average, okay? That's the height I want to give him. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely taller than me, but I don't know if he's taller than average.
Yeah, okay. When he stands, okay, we've got 6'6" door frames here, okay? And he probably stands, I'm not good at heights. Let me talk to him for a second. You're standing there in the doorway, and I can see you, and I don't know what the height is. 5'9". That's just average
height.
Yeah, 5'9". Right, okay. Okay, there you go. He also has, without sounding rude, would you understand that he looked like he had a square face? Would you understand that? Not a round one, but a square face. Like a good jawline. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, actually, he's quite handsome. I've got to say, as man to man, he's quite a handsome man. Okay? But you can accept that if you want to. Okay?
Yes, he was.
But he's talking to me, okay, here, that you need a lot of comfort. He's telling me you need a lot of comfort. Right, thank you. He says that it's either like you're being messed around or your life is a mess at the moment. Does that make sense? It's like you can't quite get the grips of things. Do you understand?
No, I don't. I feel like I'm actually on the right path and I'm following my intuition.
Wait a second. Stop. Stop. Don't feed the medium, as we say over here in the UK, okay?
Okay.
What do you mean, sweetheart? What do you mean by... Right? Oh, okay, right, thank you. He's talking about comfort, okay? You feel him come to you, the energy. He comes to give you comfort. Right, thank you. But he's also talking to me about... that you've been like really focused on things recently as well, but he's giving me some really weird stuff here. He's saying to me, it's like you've been really focused on stuff, but it's almost like you're looking through looking glasses, and you, it's like you are focused.
Yes, I'm right. Focused on career.
Right, but sweetheart, he keeps talking to me about the focus, as if it's going blurry vision, because that's what he's making me feel like. So it's like, right, thank you. But he's also talking about things being slowed down. You understand? Right, okay. But I'll tell you what he's doing, actually. He's given me a pair of binoculars over my eyes, and he's made them go out of focus. And that's what I've got to try and work out. What do you mean by that, okay? Right, okay. Right, thank you. So he's also talking about a lady in spirit that would be grandmother as well.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But he's talking about mum's side of family. Is that correct? Mum's side of family?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's actually, I'd say she's quite short. Compared to him, she's quite short.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. And because she's actually standing here with him. Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay. Right, thank you. And she just said, actually, her passing was a little bit, not as quick. It was quite slow, her passing.
Yes.
That's okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. But she's also, what is that? Right, thank you. She's given me an indication here that she found it hard to swallow. She found it hard to swallow, she just said. So she had a problem around that sort of area. Do you understand this?
I do. But there was something that she wanted to say before she passed, but she never really got it out. That's my grandmother.
Right. Okay, thank you. I thought it was like an illness or something, but she's saying I found it hard to swallow. So, but do you understand why she keeps saying, no, I found it hard to swallow also. Right. Did she have a tube down her throat for some reason?
I think so. She had breast cancer, but she had it for a little while, so.
Right, okay.
Is there anything you want to tell me or the family?
Okay, just bear me a second, because she's going as fast as she can, okay?
Okay.
Take that away. She keeps pointing to my throat. Right. Okay, thank you. And that's together, is it? Right. I'll tell you what, these two together are fantastic. Their energy is just so vibrant, okay? Right, thank you. Sweetheart, just before I go to what your grandmother's saying, okay, would you understand why your brother's saying that he left a girlfriend behind? He left a girlfriend behind?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Right, thank you. And also, he's saying you'd understand this as well, he hopes, okay, that actually before his passing, that there was, things weren't as good as they should have been or were. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Right, thank you. And you're still in contact with this lady as well, he just said.
Oh.
You're still in contact with this lady, his girlfriend, or you know of?
Yes, I do have.
So you're able to pass on a very quick message from him?
Yes,
okay?
I can. Mm-hmm.
The message is very, very simple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again? So, no, just say, what's the message? Right. Thank you. He just said, I'm sorry, okay? But then he said, Jax. So I don't know what Jax... Right, okay. It's like Jack... I get a feeling it's like Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. So I don't know if that's his drink, but Jax. But you might have to say... I don't know. Maybe you understand what he means. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You understand what Jax means?
No, I don't understand what Jax means, but I'm sure she may be able to correlate.
It would be interesting to find out, actually, if you can get back to me at some stage to let me know. But... No, he keeps saying it to me. Is it connected to your girlfriend? Is it that you had here? Yeah, it's connected to the girlfriend, Jax. You've got to say
okay.
Jax to this girl, okay? But also to say that he's sorry. Right. Okay, right, sweetheart, can you come forward and give me a bit more? Right. Thank you. Okay, she just wanted to say thank you. Thank you. What for, sweetheart? For the golden years, right, okay. right, okay. Right, thank you. She just said, actually, right, thank you. She said about her passing, get this, okay, she said that it was almost like it was expected that she was going to pass. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
She's talking about a collective photograph that was taken of you and other people and her. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Her passing, do you understand?
Yeah.
Right, thank you. Thank you. She's just said that was the happiest moment for her. That was the happiest moment. It was like everybody was together for some reason. Do you understand this?
At my aunt's wedding, she was there. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So, and she's saying that was my happiest moment, but couldn't. The fact that the photograph, because nearly everybody was in it, and she was there as well. So it's
right.
Like everybody was there, okay? And that's what she wanted to say. That was my happiest moment, okay? Go on.
Does she want to say anything about my career? Because she always has input when it comes to that.
Okay. Give me a little bit more about you. Right. Your brother's like, oh, gee, he's just doing great, okay? But your granny is a different level here, okay? She, give me a bit more. Right. Right, thank you. She is saying, your brother's saying, oh, yeah, she's just doing great. But your grandma's saying, actually, do you know what? She's so level-headed. She's done all her studying, and now she can go with what she wants to do. So you understand this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, thank you. But she's also just saying... to me, like, you're thinking of taking something else on, as in the work environment as well. So do you understand it? You're thinking about expand, is that right?
Writing, uh-huh. I'm an actress. I'm thinking about doing more writing.
Hey, don't feed the medium here, okay? She's talking about expanding what you do. That's her wording, okay? So take that as you wish, okay? She says she's actually thinking about expanding what she does, okay? Right, thank you. Because you actually want to take it to somewhere else, and she's talking to me about a different location. Do you understand this?
Oh, really?
Do you understand? Either you do or you don't.
Yes.
If you don't,
the relocation.
It doesn't mean it's going to be like a permanent location, but it could be something that you could be doing, so you could be going somewhere to do this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah? Got me?
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
So, anything else you want to say? Right. You got little feet. You got little feet.
They're not little. They're just average.
Why do you keep talking to me about little feet? Right. She's talking about your feet. She said, no, they're little. Right. Okay. Is that important? Right, I have to give it. I always give 100% of what they say to me, okay? She's talking about your feet. She's talking about the fact that actually you tried to make them look a little bit bigger. Do you understand this, or why she's saying this?
No.
Okay. Right, give me a bit more. Right, she's making me look at my right foot, okay? And she is saying, is it like you paint your nails, or there's something on your right foot, and it makes you... Do you do something to make it look bigger? That's what she's trying to get to. Do you understand this?
I don't make them look bigger, but I do paint my nails.
Okay. Okay, give me a bit more. What do you actually mean, sweetheart? I need to get this clarified before we move on, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking to your gran here, okay? Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Okay. Okay, so would you understand that she would have had something wrong with her feet, or she would have had something strapping, some sort of strapping on her feet?
Yeah, around the time that she passed, maybe, possibly, yes.
Because, again, I think she's given me two things here. She's talking about your feet or your foot, okay? But she's also talking to me about her foot, that she would have had some sort of strapping. Your career, which is what you're on here for, okay? Your career is... only just begun, is what I'm being told here, okay? Give me a bit more. Right, but you've also got to be careful. As she said, I know she wants to expand here, but you've got to be careful that you don't have too many different pathways and get yourself lost within it. Do you understand what she means?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your brother is saying you've got to keep focused. Because sometimes you lose focus on actually what you... Right, thank you. It's not. Yeah, he's saying it's like you lose focus on what you want to do, because you go along and then you think about something else and then you get excited and want to work on that as well. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've got to keep focus on one job at a time. Don't have so much going on at once, and you'll get there a lot quicker, he's telling me, okay?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. That's amazing. Can you tell them both that I love them?
You already have, sweetheart, okay? And they love you back, okay? So please take the love from the spirit world, because
they'll
be around you. Also, you can go back to the archives, and I suggest you do, because there's quite a lot of information there. Go back to the archives. After the show's finished, you can download the show, and you can listen to it over and over again. And in fact, you can even... obviously make other people listen to it as well that are like his girlfriend or his past girlfriend now, okay? But thank you for phoning in. Obviously she's gone. Okay, so it's 1:30 here, okay? I'm going to go and have a drink. I shall be back in about 3 minutes. We're going to have some music. I can't remember what the next track is, but anyway, I'm sure it's going to be a good one. I know it is, because I chose it. And I shall speak to you in, 3-4 minutes.
I threw myself to sleep.
There you go. I forgot there was going to be two tracks. So it's my apologies. So also, I'm Nick Humphreys. I am your medium, your host for this evening. In this last 20 minutes of the show, I would say. So I just want to go to the Empress Tarot. I'm tired. Just to her question, I don't answer questions in chat room. I just wanted to say this, okay? Please find me on Facebook, okay? International medium Nick Humphreys. Angela will put the link up for you, and then we can discuss things after the show if you require, okay? Because I'm actually in the UK, so okay. What's that? My kid's nickname for Nick is the Ghostbuster. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, contact me and I'll see what, you know, see what we can do, and so on. crazy. I didn't know that. Yes, the link, you know, the link for my page. Or go to www.nick-humphreys.com, okay, and you can obviously go through that. You can contact me via email then, or go to info@nick-humphreys.com. There's so many ways you can contact me on Twitter at Nick A. Humphreys, okay? But also, I just got some good news as well. Look at this. We've had some likes on the PGPU page. Wow, thank you so much. For liking that page, it means a lot to me, and I really want to get this sort of thing moving, which is one of the reasons why I'm going back to India as well. It's where I've already been given the information from Spirit, but then it was also mentioned about India, so I'm going back to India to start things, a bit of a stir up, as such. So yeah, see things go, see, you know, just, you know. So, when something strange, you know, who are you going to call? I love it. Do you know what? I love, see, obviously, all my old fans coming, like Kimberly, I haven't said, hey, Kimberly, I haven't spoken to you for ages, or actually seen you in the chat room for ages. Obviously, Pam, a very devoted fan of mine. And Sana Luz, lovely lady. So anybody that I've missed on there, obviously Angela I know very well anyway, but everybody else that's new to my chat room, welcome. Okay, I'm here every Tuesday, 9 till 11 UK time. Okay, so that's 4 till 6 Eastern, roughly. Okay, so, you know, welcome. So it's great, love it. So, and I'm being messaged all over the place. so, let's go back. I didn't see you, actually. Okay, right. I went silent there because I was just reading the message. Sorry, I'm so rude. My producer just sent me a message about something or other, so I just needed to make sure that everything was going tickety-boo, as we say over here in the UK. I think, should we go to another reading? Let's go to another reading, I think, see what we can get. So if we can have the next caller, please. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for waiting. Can I take your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Vernell. Let's start with a V, like in Victoria.
Okay.
Vernell. Yes. And I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Virginia. What a lovely state.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
so how can we help you? Don't give me too much information. Just how can we help you?
Okay, this is the first time I would talk to you. Okay.
It's all right.
I can tell
you're nervous.
Yeah. Okay, this is a relationship-based question. I was wondering, why is it that sometimes my boyfriend, he calls and sometimes he doesn't?
Right, you actually broke up there, so could you just repeat that for me, please?
Yes, I was wondering why is it that sometimes my boyfriend calls me and he doesn't other times?
Okay, right. Okay, sweetheart, this is how it works, okay, because I could tell you're nervous, okay? I actually link to spirit, so I'll bring through loved ones and give you evidence of their survival in the spirit world, and they're the ones that gives me the information of stuff going on around you, okay? You can just say, yes, you understand, no, you don't understand it, and I can go back to them and get more information for you, okay? So do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Because at the moment, when I'm linking to you, okay, and I work on your voice vibration here as well, okay, that spirit come forward, a lovely lady comes forward from the spirit world, and I want to go to your mum's side of family here, and I want to say grandmother to you as well, okay? So just be grandmother in spirit, you understand this?
I haven't really seen her much in my life, my grandmother.
Okay, but would you understand this grandmother is in spirit, not on the earth plane, so she's actually passed over. So do you understand
yes.
this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and it doesn't matter if you didn't know them that well at all, because believe me or not, they know you, okay, because they
uh-huh.
watch you, okay, and they're the ones that are around you and give you comfort when you need it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, thank you. Sweetheart, she's telling me for you to be strong, okay? She's telling me that, right, thank you, you've been... slightly erratic but emotional recently as well. Do you understand this? It's like, it's, thank you. She says you're getting very, very tense and wound up. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sweetheart, I just want to go back to her for a second, okay? Right, thank you, sweetheart. Bless you. She just said to me, why, okay, you know, on her passing, this is something that you might have to go back to the family and ask about, okay? Because she's saying to me, and in her way, my dear, my passing was quick, but it was also slow, okay? So it's like quick coming, but slow to go over. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart, as long as you understand that, okay? And she just said to me as well that she had, her words, she had all the love and blessing of all the family, okay? So there was a lot of people around her, not necessarily on her passing, but around her. So she had a big family. Okay, or you're part of a big family, yes?
Right.
Okay. Okay, let's go back to you and your question for a second, okay? Give me a bit more time. Right. She's telling me that you need to be a bit more ruthless in your actions, she's saying, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because she's telling me that you're being walked over at the moment. It's like you're being walked over. So someone is taking advantage of you. That's what she's saying. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay. And also she's talking about not being trustworthy. So, and I feel this is what she's talking about as the gentleman in question here, is not trustworthy. But I have to say, in his defence, he's actually a very nice gentleman. You understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but also there is... Right, thank you, sweetheart. She just said to me, you know all this. She's telling me, this is to you now, okay? Her words, and I'll say it as she says it, you know all this, you feel it in your gut, but you don't listen to it. You're letting your mind take over because you want to not make it happen. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay? And she's saying to me, why? Why are you doing this to yourself? Because you are beating yourself up over this as well. You understand this?
Yes.
You quit. Right, thank you, sweetheart. Oh, bless you. She said that you question yourself a lot, as in, like, you worry that it's you. You worry whether or not he finds you attractive or he likes you in the physical sense as well. Do you understand this? This is what she's saying to me. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, you don't have to be like this, okay? I could tell. I'm across the pond from you, and I could tell that you are a beautiful, beautiful person, okay? Right, thank you. Okay, give me a bit more. Okay, you've got to stand up for yourself, you just said, okay? You have to stand up for yourself. Right. Again, like the last caller or one of the other callers, it's almost like you are, again, you're being walked over. It's like, right. And I'm getting lots of attitude here as well. Like your grandmother, she's given me the attitude, but as in respect of, it's almost like, don't give me that attitude, woman, because I don't need it, that sort of thing. Because he'll wander through the door and expect everything to be all right. And you, all you do is you ask him, where have you been? And it's like, don't give me that attitude, woman. Do you understand this?
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You don't need to be like this, okay? Okay. Right, thank you, sweetheart. I'm not here to tell anybody that they should end or finish a relationship. It's, everybody has free will. I'm here to give you the guidance and the love and support from the spirit world as a medium. It's a three-way link, spirit, me to you, okay? This lovely lady in spirit is quite anxious at the fact that you are not in a good place around this relationship at the moment, and it's beating you up, and you are allowing it to beat you up as well, okay? And she said that you are a different person of late as well. So you become a different person because you're questioning yourself, as I said before. You don't like yourself, or you think it's all about you, and it's not, sweetheart. He has the problem, not you, okay? Right. Don't worry. She just said here, don't worry about the support, as in financial support, because you're getting that and you've got that. Do you understand?
Yes, but I'm not working or anything, and I've been trying to apply for assistance.
Yes, and that's what she's saying. Don't worry about the support. It's coming to you, and you'll get the support, okay? Because she's worried that you feel that you need him in your life because he might give you support. Well, actually, he doesn't give you any support at all. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, so you've got to listen to your gut instinct here. Listen to your heart, okay? And a lot of people think, I hear a voice in my head telling me this is no good, and they think they're going nuts, and they're not, okay? It's your instinct telling you that this thing is not going to work, and I could do a lot better and have somebody appreciate myself for who I am and the way that I look, you know, because I'm a pretty person and I'm a beautiful person, and which is you, okay? And that's what you need to do. Understand?
Okay, well, at one point I have to ask, okay, you was about to come into some sort of defense of him.
Yeah, in his defense, I would say, actually, he's, when you get past all of the stuff that's going on or the way that he treats you, he's actually a really nice guy, but he's quite lost in himself as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, right, thank you. I have to say as well that he's actually quite, when he puts his head to it or his mind to it, he's actually quite a hard worker, okay? But I do feel he's actually quite a loose person as well. Okay, do you understand this?
Loose?
Loose as in wandering eyes.
Yes, he is. That's
okay, true. Right, there you go, okay? I'll give him this. He's actually a really nice person, and I think he needs to be put in his place, and be told, you know, that this is not how you treat people, and this is how you make me feel, you know, and actually I am not that person you make me feel like I am, if that makes any sense at all, okay, and be stronger about it, okay?
Yeah. I tried to break it off a few times, but he still calls and talks to me like nothing even happened.
Of course, because it's easy for him, okay? And it's harder for you, because he's playing on your emotions, and that's what you don't need.
Okay,
all right, so sweetheart?
I'm going to quickly ask, I'm going to break it off again, no doubt. So any relationship that he have now and in the future is going to not work out anyway.
I don't. Say again. I'm just asking you, Grant. Hang on a second. What's that? Would you just say, sweetheart?
Okay.
Thank you. As I said before, it's free will. Everybody has free will. You have the choice of what you want to do, whether or not you want to be with him or not. That's up to you, okay? Personally, I feel that this person isn't the person for you, but I do feel also that there will be a new person coming to you. Your gran here is talking to me about the month of September. Could be connection with her, so it could be like an anniversary, birthday or passing, or it could be that things around you will change by the month of December or September in the emotional and relationship side, but I feel it's actually more to do with her, okay?
Uh-huh.
Would you like that? Do you understand the month of September?
Yeah, around the time my mother, that was my mother's birthday, actually.
There you go. She's talking to me about, I want to give you September. That's her words. And then we know then when they say that to me, I know it's to do with either an anniversary, birthday, or something to do with the family, okay? So, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay.
Please. Okay. Can you do me a favor?
Okay.
Can you smile for me? Because you've got a beautiful smile. You've got one of those, you know, you've got one of those smiles that light up your eyes, and when people see you, you light up their face as well. You know, you make other people smile. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Please smile. I could tell in your voice you're not smiling, so you need to smile. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit, because this is another failed relationship, and I thought that he was, you know, kind of the same way that I was, so. And
sweetheart,
I know he's going to call me again.
Okay, if this relationship does come to an end, okay, I'm only giving you guidance here of what your grand in spirit is saying, okay? If it does come to an end, please do me a favor. Don't think you're the failure, okay? Because you're not. Mm-hmm. You gave everything in your all, but the other person wasn't willing to, okay?
Okay, and you really couldn't answer that he's going to have bad relationships coming up.
Better relationships. Is he going to have a better relationship?
Bad ones.
Bad ones? Sweetheart, we don't get given that information.
Oh.
Okay. What we should do in this situation is actually give him lots of love and hope, and give, you know, hope for the future, you know, and hope that he becomes a better person if he is a bad person, which I don't feel actually he is, okay? I just feel he's probably misguided. But what we do then is we give the enemy love. That's what we say. We give the enemy love and respect and peace, because then it reflects back onto them and back to you. So you get that also. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart. So thank you for coming onto the show.
Okay, and thank you so much for helping me.
You're welcome. And also, you can go to the archives after the show finishes. You can download the show, and you can listen to it as much as you like. Okay?
Okay, and thanks again.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. Oh, bless. Oh, bless. Oh, what an angel. How do you go on with that? It's, oh, bless. Do you know, I could tell, and the way it works, obviously, we are a three-way link. Spirit, myself, to you, okay? But we also work in other ways as well, so we could pick up on people's feelings. And like I said to a lovely lady, I could tell she was, upset or just not with it and not smiling, and I could tell just that she wasn't smiling. Bless. So great. So it's now we've got 4 minutes. I'm not gonna be able to do another reading tonight. Obviously I'm Nick Humphreys, okay? Please look me up, okay? International Medium Nick Humphreys, okay, on Facebook, PGPU, okay. That you need to look that up. That's a great page. Okay. I can't express how much I love that name. Also www.nick-humphreys.com and Twitter Nick A Humphreys. Okay. On Twitter. So, and it's People for Global Peace and Unity. I've got to say it. 'Cause it is great. Okay. So to everybody who came into the show, thank you so much, okay, for your beautiful energy, as always, okay? You don't have to, when the show finishes, you don't have to leave the chat room straight away, okay? Because we can continue to chat in there for a little while until the producer decides to pull the plug. Obviously next week, I should be back in time for my show. Yeah, I'll be back in time for my show next week. I might have a guest. If I can get a guest on, that'd be great. And then the show after that will be actually in Norway, so I'll still be in Norway then, because I don't come back till the following Thursday. So, but thank you everybody for coming into the chat room and sharing your thoughts and asking the questions that you did. To all my lovely people, Kimberly, So, thank you once again. Oh, Bertha, you're there. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. Do you know, I didn't... Oh, Bertha. Yeah, I was just saying to people about me coming to Norway. Can't wait. It's so close. So, I can do my show from there. So, yeah, not a problem. I could do my show from your home, isn't it? I think. Well, it depends. It depends where we want to do it. So, so guys, it's come to the hour, okay? I'm Nick Humphreys. Okay, I'm your host on the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Until next week, love, light, and blessings to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.